right, very good. All set to go here. This is W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, you have a great weekend there. Over. All right, sir. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name again is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it's a nice sunny day this Mother's Day weekend and a nice toasty 81.5 degrees at noon Eastern Time, 11 o'clock Central. And hope everybody does have a very happy Mother's Day weekend. A couple of announcements today. First of all, we're always streaming, as we do our nets every week, on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November TuneIn. It's a free app. Get it from your app store and just search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and you can listen to us when you're out and about on your phone as you take care of business when you can't be at the radio. So that is TuneIn, Tango Uniform November Echo India November. TuneIn app on the app store. Our website, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, .org, W5CGC.org. You'll find information there about the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club, club news and information, a roster of those 900-plus members who've are taking part in the endeavor over the past 24-plus years. And today there's a special photograph on there. I was had a visitor yesterday from Hawaii, November Hotel 7 Juliet. Gus came over to visit yesterday. He's here in North Texas for the graduation of his daughter up at the University of North Texas. He stopped by and brought me a very, very fine artifact from radio station November Mike Oscar. There's information about what it is on the website, pictures, and a plaque that goes with it. The information is there. It's quite an honor to have this from November Mike Oscar, and I can't thank Gus enough for that. It is certainly something that I'll treasure and take very good care of. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh my goodness, yes, today is the crossband, military crossband radio test. It's in support of and honor of the Armed Forces Day, which is actually next weekend, but since Dayton is going on, they do the ham radio thingy 1 week early. There are a number of Army, Air Force, Marine, Navy, and Coast Guard stations that are on the air today, or will be on the air, if not already. There is a link at our website. There also is a link at the ARRL website where you can get a handy-dandy PDF form that tells you what all the frequencies are. They're on military frequencies. They will transmit on military frequencies, and they will listen on ham frequencies. We will have November Mike 1, November Mike Charlie 1, NMC 1, will be on the air today representing the Coast Guard from Alameda, California, from Government Island. And we just might possibly have a little early guest on the net today from their ham station out there, Kilo 4 Charlie Goff. Let's see if they're on board today, and we will welcome them in if they are. K4CG, are you there? W5 Charlie Goff, Charlie. Well, I don't hear them yet. They're going to be out there. They may join us as the hour progresses. It is 9 o'clock in the morning in California, and they do have to travel to the base in order to get set up and on the air. So we'll see if they do check in with us. Kilo 4 Charlie Golf Club call for the base club station there at Alameda. Let's see if we have any other active duty Coast Guard on the frequency. Any active duty Coast Guard or any active Coast Guard museums on the frequency? How about that for Cutter Ingham? This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Any relays on active duty Coast Guard? Or last week we had an aeronautical mobile jump in here. That was pretty exciting. We got a chance to talk to them just a little bit right as the net started. Active duty Coast Guard aircraft out flying around over the Cape Cod area. Any active duty Coast Guard this week? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. All right. Now, I don't hear anybody this week. Conditions are not that good, but we have managed to pick up a few stations this morning as we start the net. So let's see if we have any regular Coast Guard net members out there who are mobile. Any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Any relays on mobile? All right, I don't hear any relays on that. Well, let's just take general check-ins then. We're looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Please call now.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Indian November, Papa.
Whiskey 3, Romeo, Italy, Papa.
Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet, Delta, Yankee.
All right, I got KK4INP. There's one of those Coast Guard Museum vessels that we're talking about. Whiskey 3, Radio India Papa, Kilo Baker 1, Juliet Delta Yankee. Who else?
Whiskey Yankee.
Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform, Mike.
24 RUS.
I've got Whiskey Yankee 8, Oscar, Fox Uniform, Mike, Radio Uniform X-Ray. Other Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Okay, I heard a couple of light ones out there. Try it again.
Uniform X-ray.
I've got uniform X-ray. I thought I heard one more, but tell you what, stand by. Maybe conditions will improve here in a second, and we'll swing some antennas and maybe help out the situation as well. Let's take a trip down to Key West first, and right not too far from the Hemingway House, aboard Coast Guard cutter Ingham, museum ship in Key West. Every bit as good an attraction, if not better. How you doing, Mr. Bill? It's been a long time. How you doing? And happy birthday this month.
Hey, Roger. Thank you, Dick. Appreciate that. Yeah, man, this is a big 8-1, so it just they just keep piling on you. But I've been in and out of town. You know, I've been on the road raising money and so forth, and was up in D.C. and so forth. I guess Mike's been keeping you up to date on what we've been doing down here. Of course, we had a visit from the future Commandant, Admiral Schultz, and he enjoyed the ship a lot. And we've had a lot of change of commands, and most of the people that are taking over, like Jayadev and everything else, are all friends of ours. So things are going along pretty well over.
Well, that's good news. Maybe they will accidentally drop a gallon of paint your way every now and then with the lid on it. That'd be great. Well, fantastic, Bill. I know you've been working very hard trying to raise some money. Ingham is due for a dry docking, and that costs a lot of money. And not only that, you got to tow the ship from Key West to Tampa to get that done. They don't exactly have big dry docks in Key West. And but she's a mighty fine old girl, and Bill does a great job of keeping her up and running. I know Mike is telling me all the things that have been going on down there, and boy, you guys have been real busy this summer, over.
Yeah, it's been busy summer, and a lot of the congratulations goes to Mike and his crew. I'm on the road, so I'm not swinging a chipping hammer at the moment, but they are, and they're installing air conditioning and doing all kinds of other projects and keeping her in shape. So we've got a good crew right now that is doing an excellent job of, not just holding her own, but making improvements over.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good. Any encouraging words that you can share with us from the new commandant, over?
Yeah, he's going to be a great guy. He's very approachable and very well connected with Congress and so forth, and just an everyday regular guy and interested in Coast Guard history. But I think everybody's going to enjoy him. He was a really, really good pick, over.
Roger, roger. Did he happen to, his background happen to serve on one of the 327s at any point, over?
Negative, but he's a cutterman, and he's, you know, he's sea-oriented. You know, the Coast Guard's having a, we have the Cuttermen's Association. Matter of fact, we had a cutterman's call on here last week. The James was in visiting from North Carolina, and the captain of the James, Mark Fedor, used to have the Mohawk down here. And we made a call for cutterman's call, and we had about 40 or 50 people show up. And the Cutterman's Association is merging with the Navy Surface Warfare Organization. It's eventually going to be kind of one and the same thing, but we don't have as many people want to go to sea anymore is the problem. We have people want to go into aviation, and people want to stay on shore stations and stay around with the wife and everything. So it's something that something we're facing in the future. We're building all these new ships, but we got to man them, over.
That is true. I don't know whether you followed our, we've been following the career of our Coast Guard Club member, Cadet Lindsay, KN4 Alpha Alpha Whiskey. She'll be graduating from the Coast Guard Academy, I believe it's next week. And she is from Florida, from Bradenton, and her selection as her first duty station is aboard the McCormick in Ketchikan, Alaska. She wanted to go to sea. Over.
Well, that's great. You know, the type of duty that we do now basically is, you know, patrolling and hours of patrolling and drug interdiction, and particularly down here, I would say the Joint Interagency Task Force, the one on the West Coast and East Coast are probably the most exciting duty now, but you know, you just never know. You may have it's the old hours and hours of sheer boredom with interspersed with moments of terror. So, you know, you always got to be prepared. Semper paratus, over.
Absolutely. And no truer words were ever spoken. So fantastic, Bill. Well, it's great to hear your voice. Let's see. What's your actual birthday date? I think I have it written down here somewhere, but share it with us.
Yeah, actual day is May 21st. Over.
Oh boy, that's this week. Sounds like.
Yeah, the guys have planned a big party on board. Actually, on the 23rd, I guess it is, on Wednesday, and they've named it Bill's Big Boat Bingo Birthday Party. So we'll see how many people show up. We're going to have a band, and we're going to have it catered and everything else. So it should be a fun time. Over.
Well, we'll all be there in spirit, so very happy birthday to you and to the crew there at Coast Guard Cutter Ingham Museum in Key West. They do have a website. They can take any amount of money you'd like to donate towards their dry docking. They're scrounging up every nickel and dime they can get, and they can get her in dry dock and get her checked out and patched up here and there as needed. She'll stay afloat for a long time, so help out as you can. I was the recipient of a very nice surprise gift from NH7J, who came over from Honolulu this week, and I've got a picture of that on our website, Bill. This is this great big huge insulator over here from the 500 kilohertz receive antenna at NMO in Hawaii. I'm the guardian of that now, so it's going to be right here and be well taken care of. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Mike's sitting right next to me, and he's already looked it up online, and we took a look at it, and congratulations. We have a down here, originally the original CW stations here in Key West. I think it was 1900 or 1901, and I'm trying to think of the guy's name, famous guy. Anyway, they had these towers down here, and they connected them together with a huge brass knife switch, and we came into possession of that. So it was a switch that connected all the towers together when they first started transmitting CW out of Key West. Over.
Right. Well, that would be one heck of a spark, let me tell you.
Yeah. It was what, the first wireless? Yeah, first wireless CW system down here. And by the way, just as an aside, we're picking you up today at plus 20, over.
You're plenty strong today, too. I think it's that great big ground plane you got going. Maybe it's this insulator over here. This insulator, you listened for everything that was going on out in the Pacific Ocean for a very, very long time. And maybe just sitting here is helping us today, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's a great piece of Coast Guard history. And while I was up in D.C., I stopped over at the warehouse where all the Coast Guard artifacts are stored. And it's just absolutely amazing. It's about a city block long. There must be at least 30 or 40 bells in there and over 1,000 paintings and all kinds of memorabilia from all the different ships. I thought I had a lot here, but the Coast Guard's got a lot more than I do. And, of course, eventually a lot of that will wind up in the Coast Guard Museum up in New London if it's ever finished, over.
Roger, Roger, Bill. Well, it's been great talking to you. Semper Paratus to you, my friend. Happy birthday. And we'll certainly look forward to hearing how that party went next week. Kilo, Kilo 4, India, November, Papa, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Dallas, Fort Worth, 73, Semper Paratus.
73.
Whiskey 3, Radio India, Papa.
Whiskey 3, Romeo India Papa here. RIP is the name, located in eastern Tennessee. I am a Maritime Mobile Net Control Operator. I just wanted to test the gear out early on here, and I am enjoying your net, sir. Over.
Roger, Roger. Running about a 5.7 here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Richard, and thank you for all the work you do with the Maritime Service Network. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. It's a pleasure being able to give. Over.
Roger that. Thank you very much for joining us today, and the gear's sounding good.
Thank you, sir. Any word on how things are going on the Big Island in Hawaii? Over.
Not really any more than what I've heard. I talked, my friend was here yesterday, and they are getting, even in Honolulu, in Oahu, they're getting smoke and ash clouds from the volcano from time to time, but no more than what I've seen on the news this morning. Over.
Okay, Roger that. I do have a regular check-in from the Big Island there. I certainly hope he's not been affected. I am going to have to dig his call sign up and see if I can reach him when I'm on the air. My shift starts at 4 p.m., but I sure hope he's okay. It's apparently been quite an eruption.
Yeah, it'll depend a whole lot where he is on the Big Island. Because there's so much of it, they've had to evacuate. I think I saw that another vent opened up somewhere else that caused even more evacuation. So it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing out there at all. Thank you, Richard. W3RIP, glad to have you on board today for the Coast Guard Net. 73s.
Roger, Richard. I'll be riding along. If I can assist in any way, don't hesitate. W3RIP, I'll be monitoring.
Kilo Baker 1, Juliet Delta Yankee.
Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George, it was Connecticut. 50 degrees, it's rainy out here. And boy, Bill was coming in, bombing up here into the northeast over here. What a nice signal. I just wanted to relay to him a happy birthday. And if Bill's listening, I'm just going to be leaving here shortly, going down to visit one of his friends, George, KA1 New US. Back to you, Dick. You got a nice signal today.
All right, very good, George. Happy birthday to Bill from George in Moosup, Connecticut. Anytime you can get a birthday greeting from Moosup, you know you're the man. I'll tell you, George. You say you're going down. Where are you headed to? I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Tell me again where you're going.
One of my friends down in the Mystic Sonnenton area, George K A 1UUX. He's friends with Bill.
Oh, K A 1UUS. Is that the call?
X-ray, UU X-ray,
who's a friend of Bill's. Okay, very good. Bill was booming in here today, that's for sure. All right, sir. 73 Semper Paratus, KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I got Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar, Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar. Over in Pensacola, we don't get propagation to Pensacola, so this is a pleasure. Over.
Whiskey Yankee, hey Oscar, Roger, Roger, Dick. I went up there and I cleaned connections on the antenna this week, hoping, well, maybe that'll work, and maybe that was the issue, but I don't know. The propagation's been crazy lately, but I am one envious communicator, Coast Guard communicator, of your insulator being one of the last few XOs out at NMO. About the only memorabilia I have from NMO is my coffee cup, a unit patch, and I still have my NMO ball cap.
Well, there you go, Bill. This what happened here is that they had to take the antenna down, the 500 kilohertz receive antenna down, to make room for other antennas that other branches of service, I believe Air Force and Department of Homeland Security, were putting up. Since they weren't using it anymore, they brought her to the ground, and fortunately NH7J Gus, who's in charge of naval communication stations in the Pacific, he's a civilian contractor over there, retired Coast Guard lieutenant, was able to gather up this insulator with a feed point insulator, and he brought it over to me, and I'm telling you, I'm just tickled to death.
Yeah, I had a look at it on your site there, and that's a smart-looking piece of memorabilia, and I certainly am envious of you, but I know it's going to be in good hands and probably with the right person to represent all of us Coast Guard communicators out there. But not too much going on over here. Got the five-year-old granddaughter here in the room with me. She's playing with Dollhouse, and I'm playing with radio. So with that, I'll hand it back over to you, Dick. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie with ENCA.
Okay, very good, Bill. Well, it's good to talk to you again. Glad you got those antenna insulators and all that sort of thing over there straightened out, so the RF is going out instead of rounding around and back into the ground. So that's a good thing. Have a great Mother's Day weekend, and we'll say Semper Paratus, Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3.
7-3's, Dick. Yeah, one of my goals eventually is I want to put up another 20-meter quad
All right, sir. 7-3's to you. Good to talk to you. I've got Whiskey Delta 9 Foxtrot Uniform Mike.
Is the big party over?
Yeah, I saw the photo of the insulator on the webpage there, Dick. Congratulations.
All right, Jude. Well, I think I copied all of that. You knocked the dial a little off frequency or something there, but you were close enough. I was able to hear 100% of that. Thank you for the kind words about the insulator. I hope you have a great weekend up there in Milwaukee. Understand from an earlier contact that you got a little bit of rain up there. So hope things dry out so you can have a good Mother's Day. Over. Whiskey Delta 9 Foxtrot Uniform Mike, Semper Paratus from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 4, let's see, RUX, W4 RUX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
I don't know whether you can read me or not, but W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W4 RUX, but nothing going on here.
Well, I heard you say nothing going on here, and then it took a giant fade, Bill. Hope you're doing well over there, and the weather's good for you this weekend. Over. Okay, you faded out on me, and I'm not copying anything at all now, so 73s to you, Bill. I'm sorry the propagation is as bad. I'm glad we're able to get you on the log for today. W4RUX, W5CharlieGolf. Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Let's take some additional check-ins here. Those Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Kilo Alpha, 6 Delta.
Boy, I tell you what, conditions are really bad right at the moment. Kilo Alpha 6 Delta is the only one I got out of that. Let's try again.
Kilo India 4, Foxtrot Sugar Zulu.
Kilowatt India 4, Foxtrot Sugar Zulu. I got another one there. Is there more?
November Niner, Echo Golf Mike.
November 9, Echo Golf Mike. All right, very good. Somebody's sending CW back there, but... I'm not getting all of that either. Who else? Let's see. Others who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Did I hear Whiskey Bravo 1 Papa? Oh boy, that's by osmosis. So hang in there. Let me work these four, and then we'll grab some more. Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that somebody's sending a CW right on this frequency, but I'm not sure what that's about. It's about 58 or 60 here in Southern Calum. We must have had rain a little bit last night, and we spent a week out at Palm Springs using a timeshare in the Welk Resort, and it was up to 107 or 108 degrees, and it was blowing hot, really, really bad. So now it's the temperature, we're back home again, and the temperatures are back down into the 60s, so it's very, very good. And I'll tell you, when you have weather that has overcast out here in California, that's a blessing. So we are going to be working with some cancer kids and a special program for them. So we're looking forward to that today. And wish everybody happy Mother's Day, and most of the mothers are not on frequency, obviously. So wish everybody well. And Dick, thank you for all the work that you do with the Coast Guard group. This is KA6D, back to W5CGC.
All right, very good, Mort. You have a great Mother's Day weekend. Sounds to me like you have completely mended from your surgery, which is a good thing. So hopefully you'll be able to have a good Mother's Day brunch tomorrow. Over. All right, I guess he's pulled the switch. K6D, thank you very much. Kilowatt India 4, Foxtrot Sierra Zulu.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, sir. Kilo India 4, Foxtrot Sugar Zulu. Over in St. Petersburg, Florida, it's 80 degrees and overcast. I hope it's going to rain. They say it is, but when I see it, I'll believe it. Good afternoon. You have anyone else to know here? Just wanted to get on with it. KI4FSZ, good afternoon. Thank you.
All right, Jeff, very fine. Kilowatt India 4, Fox Sierra Zulu, St. Petersburg, Florida, in some desperate need of rain down there. Get those insulators cleaned off and water the grass. Kind of get two things done at once. Well, very good, Jeff. Thanks for supporting the net. Semper Paratus. Have a great Mother's Day weekend from Tampa Bay. 7-3.
Okay, thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
November 9, Echo Golf Mike. November 9, Echo Golf Mexico. All right, let's try Whiskey Bravo 1 Papa. I'm going to have to listen real hard. If anybody copies WB1P, and please help with the relay. I think I might need it. WB1P, go ahead. Well, Bob, I heard you say you're not copying me well, and you just wanted to check in, and then you came up a little bit. So I hope you're planning a good Mother's Day weekend up in Rhode Island. Over.
We got some rain here right now, but we are going to celebrate the fly-off.
Roger, Roger. Submarine in Providence, Rhode Island, and maybe a bit of a wet weekend. 7-3s to you, my friend. Always good to have you on there. It's good when I hear your call come across. Over.
Yeah, very good.
All right, Whiskey Baker 1, Papa, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Semper Paratus to you, and you have a good time with the family this weekend. Well, it's a little past half past the hour. Normally at this time we listen for our friends up at the great state of Alaska, and we're going to do that again today. I'm going to see if I can get some help from out on the West Coast. We'll keep our fingers crossed a little bit. And let's see if W6VXP, are you still on board with us out there? Over.
Yeah, Dick, I'm on board, and there's the CW a minute ago was a kilowatt 7 Delta Charlie Golf, Dennis, checking in. I think he's up in Ramona. He was real weak, but I got him in the background. I told him I'd QSP a check-in, and we're listening. We'll be listening for the Alaska stations here on the Coast Guard Net. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. I wasn't getting all of the CW. That was a problem. I would get bits and pieces of it in between some of the sideband, K7DCG. I bet you we can get him sidebanned here now. Ted, go ahead and make a call. I'm going to point my antenna up that way as well. Let me make a comment that Nick, AL7DD, who is normally on board to help us with Alaska, has taken the week off. It's Mother's Day weekend, and he has some activities with his church and some things that they're doing up there today in cleaning up some of the church property, and so he is not here with us today, but normally does help us with Alaska. So I'm going to turn things over to W6VXP, and he is going to make a call towards Alaska. I'll be listening as well up that way if anybody's copying me in Alaska. Go ahead, Ted.
Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. I'm beaming my spider up towards the great state of Alaska. I haven't heard much of this morning up north, but we got several people listening. Is there any regular Coast Guard members, any regular Coast Guard Radio Club members up in Alaska? Please come now. KL7IQQ. Did you copy him, Dick?
No, sir, and sometimes I do, but not now. So go ahead and say howdy to him.
Yeah, KL7IQQ, you're flipped around a couple of switches here. Let's see how you copy me there. Guys, or if you, while you're up there, give it a call and see if you can get any more of our regular members from the great state of Alaska. He probably won't hear you. KL7 Alpha Kilo I got there. IWC, November Charlie, or Mike, Papa Mike. Can't hardly read my writing. Got anybody up in Alaska copying? This is W6VXP for W5CGC. Okay, 7, IWC, W5CGT by W6DSP. Roger, got you checked in. I don't know if this copied you or not. I heard another station in there. I'm not sure he was calling in. Another last station for the Coast Guard flip. Oh, is that you, Harry? I bet Dick got that. We got Kilo on 4, Charlie Gotham down in Alameda. I used to operate that one. It was in Alexandria, Virginia there, long, long time ago. Dick, do you copy K4CG?
I do, not very strong, but I do have a copy on him through some QRM. The line noise has come up a little bit here. W6VXP, I got KL7IQQ and KL7IWC in the logbook. Was there another Alaskan, or were those the only two?
Dick, I think there was. We'll try one more time for the great state of Alaska. The Coast Guard's got check-in this morning. Anybody in Alaska, I'll give it a go. Is that the spider pointed up your way? Come again, Alaska Coast Guard. I didn't hear, I heard something, Dick, but I don't know. And I also heard something about the Colorado Coast Guard. And, of course, you've got K4CG. I'll get back to you, Dick. I just had the three check-ins that I can hear. If I hear anybody else, I'll break in. W6VXP, we're turning it back to Dick at the W5CGC.
Okay, very good, Ted. That's probably Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii. We'll let you pick him up here momentarily, but let me get to Kilowatt 4, Charlie Goff, K4CG. Eric, not very strong into Dallas-Fort Worth right now. How do you copy? Over. Boy, I'm not sure if that's your station or something else that's chirping really badly, Eric. Try it again. Over. I can. The audio's clean now, but you're still quite weak. But go ahead. I've been announcing information about the military crossband activity today earlier in the net. But go ahead and take it away from out there in Alameda. Over. Yeah, well, I understand how that works. What's the frequency that you'll be transmitting on, say, close to 20 meters anyway, for the event today?
Well, it's the same as it's been for a number of years now, and it's advertised both at AWRL and the
Okay, very good. Yeah, we've been giving that information out that you could go to the ARRL website and get all the frequencies for all the military stations that are going to operate today. Crossband, Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, the whole shebang will be up there operating this afternoon. Eric, thanks a lot for coming up. Not as strong. I was afraid of that. Conditions today have been fairly very unstable. Over. All right, 7514.0, and give me the 15 again.
Oh, 7514.0. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 15. 20 meters, 7542.0, 40 meters. Copy.
Roger. 1574.0.5, 15, and then 7542.0. Okay, I hope I got that right, Ted. I'm not copying him very well.
You got it right, Dick.
Okay, I'll give that out a couple more times, Eric. And then what time are you going to be there again? He faded, Ted. What time was that?
He's going to be up there on the hour. He'll be up on the hour. That's the way I think. Excuse me. He's leaving at 1400. Eric said he's leaving at 1400, and I would think that's California time here. I didn't hear. He kind of faded out on me. I think he said he'd be up on those frequencies. I think he said from 2100 to 1700 Zulu onto 00300, all Zulu time.
Roger, roger. Starting at 1700 Zulu, which is in about 15 minutes, operating military crossband on 15740.5 or 7542.0, 40 meters. So very good. Listen for them there, and they'll tell you where they're listening when they get tuned up there. And thanks a lot, Ted, for relaying. Eric, good to talk to you again, my friend. I hope you have a good event up there today. 7-3, Semper Paratus, over.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Hopefully we'll talk to you later on today.
Okay, W6VXP, would you grab Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii, real quick?
Carl, I think I heard you in there just in Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii. Carl, you copy? Gotcha, Carl. I didn't hear the low, but I heard the 70 going up to 75. That's a lot hotter than it is here, even. We're not even supposed to get into the 70s today. I don't know if Dick's copying. You copying it, Dick?
Just a little bit. So thanks, Carl, for being there. You're on the payroll. All right, let me, we got him down on the list, W6VXP, WH6ANH. Let's see if K7BAB, K7BAB. No copy. I know NH7J is not on the air unless he's going to do it from his iPhone. He showed me yesterday he can transmit via his iPhone remotely to Hawaii if propagation's any good to his station out there, which is kind of a hoot. I've done that a couple times myself. It's always fun to do that. Let's take some additional check-ins. I am actually pointed towards the northwest. Let's listen for those Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. W1LVL. Who's the other one? Ooh, Kilowatt Charlie 7 again.
Echo, Echo Romeo.
Tango, Echo Romeo. Boy, I tell you what, you go first because you're real light here. KC7, Tango, Echo Romeo. Go ahead. Alan, I got that 100% that time. It's just like in and out like a yo-yo at times. KC7TER, Tango Echo Romeo, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on from Boise. I hope the weather's good for your Mother's Day weekend. Over.
He also, first time I've ever heard him. He's checked in, and he said to check him in there. He's not here. He's too well. Also, Jim is up in Petaluma, a W6RMC.
Okay, stand by, W1LVL. W6RMC, let's see if I can copy. No, Ted, I don't hear him. I do not. Man, I got no propagation whatsoever to the West Coast from here today. You're the only one that I'm hearing with any kind of regularity, and you're not very strong, Ted. Over.
The Mobile in Colorado, I think it was something 6IZW Mobile, is that correct? Whiskey Alpha 6IZZ, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Okay, you're mobile in Colorado.
Oh,
did you copy that, Dick?
I can hear he's in there. That's Jeff. He's Coast Guard 67 to 73. Haven't talked to him since 1996. Been a long time, and I'm not really hearing him now. Over. That's why I'm not hearing him. He's in Colorado Springs and no propagation there. It says his home QTH used to be Malibu. Is he out, still out of Malibu? Over. All right, very good. I heard him a little bit that time, Jeff. Boy, I tell you what, the last time I had you in my logbook was 1996. Holy cow. Well, I'm glad you came back today. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Mobile carefully in Colorado, and we'll say Semper Paratus. And good to have you back. I hope propagation's better next time. Over. I heard him say 73s, but good to have him back in the logbook. Whiskey Alpha 6, India Zulu Zulu, Whiskey 6 Alpha India Lima. Go ahead. I haven't forgot you, LVL.
I think we got it.
W6 AIL, go ahead.
Lightly. Yeah, he's
He's the head honcho sheriff over up in Eastdale, a little north of here. He's also up here, and I guess he heard me on the air. And I've never heard you up on the air there, Scotty. W6BXP, this is the Coast Guard Saturday morning net, Scotty. We've been doing this for about 23 years. We're up on 300 now. At the hour, we go back to 327. And the three show is on the 327. That starts out here about 8 o'clock. So, good hearing. I'm going to check you.
All right, W6VXP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Are you sure it's W6AOL? Is not W6AIL, which is one of our members, Howard. Let me see if he comes back to me. Howard, or is that you? Over. Well, I guess not. You must have got it right, Ted.
Yeah, I think it was Scotty. I even recognized his voice. He's the treasurer of our local club there. In fact, I had a real problem Thursday night. I've been having some med problems, and they've discontinued it. But right after the Pledge of Allegiance, I had to run home because I'd have sure been embarrassed, or they couldn't have continued the club meeting. I got him checking. I'll tell you about it later. Back to you, Dick, because we don't have with about 6 minutes left up here on 300. W5CGC, Whiskey 6, Victor X-ray, Papa.
Yeah, roger, roger. And with my antenna pointed towards the west, man, all I'm hearing is my fire lines crackling out there. W1LVL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. All right, boy, I tell you what, the propagation has just absolutely gone south. I'm not hearing anybody very good right now. W1LVL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I got you in the log there, George, from Daytona Beach, Florida. Understand it's in the 80s and no rain there yet. Well, keep our fingers crossed for you. 7-3s and Semper Paratus, over.
7-3, thanks a lot, W1LVL.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I think I got time for a couple more check-ins. Those Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, got you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dick. Good morning, CGC. The A4 NZL. The whole time, it's the window is set here. And it's starting to drop in 373 Central Florida.
All right, Ed, good to get you in here. Boy, I tell you what, conditions are horrible, but you made the trip today. Semper Paratus, hope you have a good Mother's Day weekend out there in Kennesaw, Georgia. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Semper Paratus.
See you, baby.
All right, got time for another one. Those who've served, Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. Well, maybe not. One more call. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. I got November 3. Give me the last three. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Give me the last three letters. Anybody got the November 3?
No joy here.
November 3, is that OUS? Oscar Uniform S, Sierra? Lima something November? November 3, Lima Golf November. Roger. Oh, my goodness. I don't... November 3, Lima Golf November. Talk about reunion days. Last time I had you on active duty in 2005 in Seattle. Where are you, Paul? Over. He may be up in Maine. Paul, are you in Maine? I've got nothing. I just don't hear anything at all right now. Lima Golf November, are you in Maine? Maine, over. I got nothing. I don't know where he went, but his callbook address now is in Maine. Last time we talked to him in 2005, he was in Seattle. November 3, Lima Golf November was active duty at that time. So you're on the logbook. You're on the logbook there, Paul. But conditions just absolutely tanked here in the last 15 minutes. November 3, Lima Golf November from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. One more time. I don't hear a thing. Anybody got him at all? All right, getting no help, so we're going to give it up. We'll give the frequency up to the Maritime Service Network. We'll go up to 14327. Sometimes a few KCs makes a great big difference. And if you haven't checked in yet and like to do so, we'll be up there listening for you. So give us a growl. That's 14327, 14327. A couple of guys, if you can go up there and warm up the frequency, that would be awfully nice. I'm going to see if I can turn things over to the Maritime Service Network, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, how copy? Over. Boy, I tell you what, right now I am not, boy, this band has closed down on me just like crazy. I barely copy you, Don, and that's not normal. So good luck. I hope it opens back up here in a few minutes. Over. All right, 7-3s, and we'll see you next week. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Now QSY to 14327.
If you're up, W5, CGC, W6, Victor X-ray, Papa.
W6, VXP, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, I'm here, and I'm telling you, things shut down on 300 like somebody closed the door on me. It was awful. Have you heard anybody here yet? Over.
No, Dick, but boy, I've got that pulsing sound.
It was about F2 an hour or two ago, but boy, it is really, really, it's knocking my
mind up. Oh, for Jesus, that's terrible. Let's see if we got anybody out there. This is W5 Coast Guard Club. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, and let's say that we're on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're in Dallas, Fort Worth. If you've got a rotatable antenna, it would be very advantageous today. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins now. Those who've served, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Say again, call sign, please. I can tell somebody's talking, but I can't get the call. Anybody got that one?
It might be November, Mike Kilo, I'm not sure.
Station calling. Give me your call again, please, a couple times. Not getting a thing at the moment. Let's see if we can get anybody else in here, those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. November 6, Victor X-Ray Mike, go ahead. Arnie, W6VXM in South Carolina. Boy, I tell you what, the band is, I don't know where I'm getting signals from, but there's one great big loud one right next to us here all of a sudden, which is making it even more challenging. Hope you're doing well over there in South Carolina, sir. Over. Did I say November 6, Victor X-Ray Mexico? Is that a Roger? Oh, well, I got it right in the logbook, believe it or not. I can't talk anymore, but I typed it right. How about that?
There you go. Without even having a drink, I like that. That's very good. Beautiful day here, by the way, just to let you know. 82 degrees, just a cloud in the sky, but it's really beautiful.
Roger, roger. Boy, I tell you what, north of you, they're getting a lot of rain today. They were talking about it earlier. It was extremely wet. From New Jersey on up, it sounded like today. So you're at the cutoff line, over.
Hey,
QSL, very good. Very good there, Arnold. It is good to have you on board with us. Got big Mother's Day plans this weekend?
No, just going to take care of the wife and cheers for a nice dinner tomorrow night. And then tonight and tomorrow night, got dinner for planning all the way through, over.
Roger, QSL. Well, very good. Well, you have a good weekend otherwise, and thank you very much for checking in today. And you're on the list. I'm going to give you a kilo six now. Shoot, I'll just try them all. KNABC. Now, November 6, Victor X-Ray Mike, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Roger, roger, sir. M6VXM, bye-bye.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking again for check-ins, those Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary. I heard something, I'm not sure what. Sound like I had a 3 in the call.
Kilowatt, Zulu, 3, India.
Kilowatt Zulu 3 India came right up there on that one there, Bill. Boy, I tell you what, it's been a challenge today. How are you?
Hey, not bad. I've been busy the last couple of weeks. Been busy. I've been doing some work or something, but we're here today. We're going to get in the
Oh, boy, I tell you what, you started out nice and strong, and then you faded right off, which has been the story of my life today. I missed the last part. I heard you say you've been busy and not home, and you're back today, and then it faded. Let's try it again. Over. Well, somebody sent in CWQRZIMI, I'm calling KZ3I, which reminds me, I didn't talk to K7DCG while ago. Bill, it is tough. Now, did you say something about a part-time job?
QSL, at the airport here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm radio escort.
You're at the air. Okay. Somebody, I can't copy CW and talk sideband at the same time. So, I don't know who the CW guy is, but hold on, please. Bill, I heard you say you got a part-time job at the airport and communications. And does that mean you're talking to the pilots from the tower?
No, I'm talking to the tower from the construction crew.
Talking to, oh, geez. I'm telling you, I'm trying to figure out where where the job is, Bill. I'm sorry, it's just so rough today. All right, let's try it again. Try it from the start on the job thing.
I'm working with a construction crew.
Construction crew, is that right?
On and off the airport.
I think I might actually have it. You're working with a construction crew, getting equipment on and off the airport, and you're communicating with folks to make sure we got no airplanes landing on bulldozers.
QSL.
Yeah, that kind of is not a good thing to have them land on a bulldozer or a road grader or anything like that. That sounds interesting. How the heck did you manage that, other than the fact that you've been a pilot for 100 years? Over.
Well, a friend of mine that was a ham up here, he went to school with us. He's down in Florida, and he got one of his friends from the fire company told him about the job. So he let me know about it, and I applied for it, and they sucked me right up.
You know the language. Did you have to have is it one of your licenses to do that, or just because it's a construction thingy, they got their own commercial group license? Over.
No, the big thing was the airport had requirements, and pilots and firemen and operations personnel from airports qualified for the job, and so I had all the qualifications, being a pilot and being involved in communication.
Well, I'd say so. If I had anybody out there I would want talking to me about airplanes and bulldozers, I'd want you, sir. Over.
Yeah, most of them are pilots, and a couple of them are retired firemen from that airport.
Wow, that sounds like kind of a fun job in some ways. How long is that going to last?
Until the end of September. It runs. We work from 11 at night until 6 in the morning.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me about that part. I guess at least you don't have to worry about getting sunburned out there.
And it's got a good night differential. The thing pays too much not to grab it.
Well, good for you. That sounds pretty cool. I wonder if they do that over here. Well, I'm not a pilot or a fireman. I guess I don't qualify, I guess. I have to be left out.
As long as you can copy the light signals they send you from the tower and stuff like that, you'll be okay. But I figure by the end of the summer, I should be able to give half the wages to my wife and still buy a new Alpha 87 Alpha.
Oh, boy. That sounds good.
Nah, you don't want to tear me that strong, do you?
Oh, no. No, I'll take all the help I can get, anybody. Boy, and today, I'm telling you, we probably could use a twisted pair to some advantage today.
Yeah, this 99 watts just isn't cutting it today, huh?
Well, it is right now. It's up to this S7, but I got to tell you, about the time of the top of the hour rolled around, it's like somebody closed the umbrella right over my shack. I could hear nothing.
Yeah, that band's been muddy here for the last couple days. I'm kind of glad I've been sleeping all day and working all night, because I've been really trying to hit 30 meters to do a DSTC on 10 megahertz, and and this last week or so, it's been hard to find anybody new on the band at all.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you I've been working or had my 630-meter whisper station going all week long. And about midweek, I had some really good pickups out on the West Coast and out in Hawaii. And about, I guess, Thursday, it shut down. I haven't heard anything. There's one station in outside of Spokane that can hear me, and I can hear him. Other than that, West Coast is totally blanked out, nothing. And that's the first time this year that's happened on 630, 630 meters, 474.2. And it's a lot of fun seeing where it'll go, but I have a feeling it's about to be shut down for the summer, because it won't be too much longer. With the longer days, shorter nights, I may not get anywhere but Oklahoma, and that won't be worth it. Over.
No, that low band, you got to need darkness for low band. At least you got to be in the, at least you got to spend some time in the gray line. No, you're not going to get it with full sunlight very far at all, unless it's a really weird condition. Maybe if we have another solar eclipse or something, we might get enough darkness to pick up somebody outside.
Yeah, and the problem with a solar eclipse, when it happened, I guess U.S. amateurs weren't authorized to operate. I didn't have a station then, I'll tell you that. Wasn't too long after that I got mine up and operating, and it's doing a pretty good job, at least when the conditions are right. But fantastic. Well, you have a great Mother's Day weekend out there. Are you working on the weekends too, or just during the week? Roger that. Well, you have a nice Mother's Day weekend up there, and it's very good to hear from you, and hopefully we can hear from you again next week. Keep things going, and 73 Semper Paratus from all of us here at the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club Net, KZ3I, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the kind words. KZ3I, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. W6, Victor X-Ray Papa, Mr. Ted.
Yeah, Dick, you're beginning to fade out. The CW was me, I think it was Dennis, the kilowatt 7 Delta, Charlie Golf. He was very, very, very weak. I think he's in Warner Springs or up in Ramona, which is just over the mountain from here. So I was probably only copying ground wave anyway. I do have a real quick question for you. Are you going to Tucson?
Undecided yet. I've got to look at that. I'm not sure. I may have a somewhat of a conflict there. I need to figure that out. Over.
Yeah, I plan on going, but down in Dallas, August the 10th, we got a family reunion, and I'm getting up there. I'd like to go.
Yeah, boy, you faded out too. Do me a favor, would you? Would you make a couple of net calls while I take a quick pause for the cause?
QSL, I'll be glad to. This is W6VXP for W5. CGC, the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. This is up on 14327. Do we have any Coast Guard active duty reserve, former Coast Guard? I'd like to check in with the Coast Guard Club here Saturday morning. Please come now. I heard a whiskey 4 and I didn't get the laugh. Boy, it's a hard copy. W4 Charlie. I'm getting one at a time. W4 Charlie something Norway, it sounded like. Here at the end of the month, and his name is also Bill, so
That's a little coincidence. I don't know if Dick is back up. He was going to, he had to, a couple of errands to do there real quick in the house.
I think he might have had to take the Admiral out.
Dick, are you back up? W5CGC, Whiskey 6, Victor X-ray Papa.
I'm back, and I'm on the vertical, Ted. I can hear you better on the vertical than the beam. W6VXP, W5CharlieGolf Charlie. I've got Whiskey 4, November Mike Lima, Bill, Blackfoot, Idaho, and it's like old home week. My gosh, there's another one, 2010. We've had about three or four stations in a row that have we haven't talked to in a very long time. So, Bill, how you doing up there in Idaho? Over. W4NML, I lost you right in the middle of that transmission. I went to the Yagi, and now I'm hearing you, but the background noise came up, too. So you've been real busy up there for multiple years. Any chance we're going to get a few more contacts with you here soon? Over. We'll look forward to it. Boy, I hope the conditions improve. There's two contacts in Idaho in one day. That's practically almost unheard of. We talked to Boise a few minutes ago. W4NML. W5CharlieGolf Charlie, thanks for being there. 7-3s and Semper Paratus.
Have a great day.
And W6VXP, did you grab somebody else?
No, that's the only one I heard. Is there any other Coast Guard duty, retired, or like to check into the Coast Guard net here? I was dropped my pencil and I had to get down and get it. Please come now. I didn't hear anything, Dick. Boy, it is really tough.
It's gotten tougher. I'm really glad to get W4NML in here. By golly, another one of the long-time no-hear guys. Very fine to hear from him. I'm going back towards the east for a couple of minutes here. This is W5CharlieGolf Charlie. Do we have any additional check-ins? Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard reservists, Coast Guard auxiliarists. This is W5CharlieGolf Charlie.
KSX Juliet Hotel Delta.
Of course, I point east and get west. K6 JHD. All right, there we go. How you doing, David? Boy, we're not having much luck here of late, but you're strong. Over.
Here we're doing okay. We have a nice cloudy day here. It's cool. It's only 68 degrees. No rain, though. Just kind of unusually cold weather we're having here. So, back to you.
Roger, roger. Got big Mother's Day plans this weekend. Over.
No, my mother passed away several years ago, so I'm just by myself here. I'll probably go out and get a meal by myself.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll be going over to my daughter-in-law's, visiting with my son and grandson and all that. We're going to have a nice salmon barbecue over at their place tomorrow afternoon. That ought to be kind of fun. Haven't had any good roasted salmon in a while, so it should be a tasty Mother's Day treat for me, too. So we're looking forward to that. But very good. Well, I hope whatever you do tomorrow, you have a good weekend, the rest of it, and hopefully the weather will maybe perk up a little bit. K6JHD, W5CharlieGolf Charlie.
Yeah, I want to try to work some crossband stations today. I'm going to get the Coast Guard Academy and Alameda and a few other stations
PQ
around. So I got a list of the crossband stations, so I'm going to give it a go. W5CGC K6JHD.
Yeah, K6JHD, W5CharlieGolf Charlie. There's another station calling. Stand by here. If you want to work the Coast Guard up in Alameda, you probably need to get up there. They're only going to be there for a short time. They started at the top of the hour, they're probably, your best bet's going to be 75-42, 7542. Listen there. And listen on 15742.5. I think, or 40.5. I can't read my own writing. I think I got that right. It's right in that neighborhood anyplace there, David. Over.
Okay, I'll try that. I want to try to work them and see if I can work. So, good day there, Dick. K6JHD.
All right, sir. 73s. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Station calling. Try again. Okay, the station in Evansville, I didn't quite get the call sign, but I did copy that you're in Evansville, Indiana. Give me your call again. All right, Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Echo Hotel in Evansville, Indiana. Welcome to the Coast Guard Net. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. And we're in Dallas-Fort Worth. Could I get, are you any, do you have any prior Coast Guard or other military service? Over. Roger, U.S. Navy radioman. Good to have you on board with us today, sir. Thank you very much for joining us. Got you down. Thank you for your service in the U.S. Navy. And your signal report from Evansville is not too strong, about a 4x2. 4x2, bad band today. Over.
Well, I understand that. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. And have a great day. Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Echo Hotel. We're clear.
All right, sir. 73s. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Listing for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
November 3, Sierra, India, Papa.
George, this is Kilo Echo 2, Uniform Kilo, over.
November 3, Sierra, India, Papa, and there's a Kilo Echo 2 again.
Kilo Echo 2, Uniform Kilo, KE2UK, over.
KE2UK, stand by, N3SIP, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Larry, welcome back to the Coast Guard Net, over.
Okay, good afternoon, Dick. Yeah, I just wanted to check in and say happy Mother's Day to any mothers out there listening, and Semper Paratus to everybody else. Back over to you, Dick, N3SIP.
All right, N3SIP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I got ice in my mouth. That didn't work out well. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope you have a good Mother's Day weekend. Any big plans there, Larry? Over.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for my son. My son's going to come up from Philly to visit his mother here, and we're going to go out to supper there. He's going to leave early tomorrow, so we're going to have a little Mother's Day celebration here anyway.
Roger, Roger. Sounds good. Very good, Larry. Good to have good to have the family. We're going to do pretty much the same. N3SIP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Thanks for being there. Semper Paratus, and have a good week.
Oh, one more thing. You said on the website there's the information about the military branches work together. I didn't see anything on there. Could you give me some frequencies or whatever?
Okay, I tell you, the best way to do that, if you want to get the full list, is to go to the ARRL website and search for Military Cross Band, Military Cross Band on ARRL.org. Over.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You probably can do a Google search, and it probably will come up. They've got their own website, but I'm not sure what that one is. The information that's on our website is down in the – there's a little blurb in there in the Twitter text that went out earlier today that's got the link on it, if you see that on our website. Over.
Twitter, but I'll, you know, I'll look at the ARL website and get some info there. Okay, thank you very much, Dick. W5CGC and 3SIG.
Okay, well, the Twitter feed is on our website. You don't need to be a Twitter reader to be able to see that. It should be on the front page just below the information about the nets. There should be a little blurb there that says something about Twitter, and there's a ARRL website link on that. But I'm sure if you do a Google search or look on their website, it'll be there. 7-3's to you there, Larry. Good to have you on board. N3SIP, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, KE2UK, go ahead. Kilo Echo 2, Uniform Kilo. All right, nobody home there at the moment. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional check-ins, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Kilo Golf 9, Bravo India.
Kilo Golf 9, Bravo India, and a happy Mother's Day weekend to you. Welcome back, Alan. It's been a little while since we've talked to you, too. It's old home week. Over.
Well, I was down in Texas by you, Dick, for the winter, and on the way back, Port Aransas because of the hurricane damage. All the condos there were closed. And so we ended up down in North Padre by Corpus, and we spent a couple of weeks in Texas shopping at Red Rock Mall and San Marcos Mall and, you know, that kind of stuff that the women like to do. Anyway, sure enjoyed it, and we got home here just in time for a 27.5-inch snowfall. But other than that, we enjoyed Texas. The local shipyard up here is pretty much building all projects for the Navy now. They're working on finishing up the LCS contracts, and which are those ships, 355s, I think they are, that... They can put in like six different combat packages or whatever into these bays and use their ships for different things. But they're pretty much finishing up on that now and working on starting up with a frigate type of vessel, which is a bigger ship, which can't be launched sideways, and they're gonna have a problem figuring out how they're gonna launch them into the river here. But anyway, the shipyard's doing good. We keep looking for more employees, and I'm starting to see a few Texas cars up here, or trucks, around town. So I guess we're getting them from all over to work on these projects. But thought we'd check in today. We just got home a little while ago here, and here's John Dick, and boy, you're a big signal up here in northeast Wisconsin today. Thanks for having us.
KG9DI, over. All right. Well, thanks for that report, Alan. It sounds like they're really busy up there building those Navy ships, and got some more on the way, keeping people employed. And I have a feeling there'll be a few more orders going out if they haven't already. So that's a good thing. Kilo Golf 9, Bravo India, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, 7-3's to you, and Semper Paratus from us here in Dallas-Fort Worth at the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net Station, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, and let's see here, nothing more obnoxious than the sound of a power washer. Yeah, that's right. My neighbor next door has got his power washer going, and I'm telling you, there is nothing more obnoxious. And, nothing against him whatsoever at all. But, man, after a few hours of hearing that, you start going punch drunk. And he's been at it. I don't know. He must be doing his entire house because he's been at it for a while. Let's see if we have any other check-ins here. Those who've served, U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Kilo Echo 2 Uniform Kilo, KE2UK. Over.
There he is, KE2UK. Gave you a call a while ago and didn't hear you. Nice and strong now, over.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Ron, Romeo Oscar November. I'm a Coast Guard Auxiliary, 15 years actually this month. out of Station Jones Beach on Long Island, New York. Your name is Ron.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for your work with the auxiliary there, Ron. Nice big signal, man. I tell you what, something opened up here all of a sudden. What kind of work are you doing with the auxiliary up there? Over.
This is KTUK. I do a number of things. I've been the flotilla commander a few times. I work on a national level. I'm a PCO officer. I've held about five or six positions. I do a lot of work. My major thing, obviously, communications. Done a lot of that. I'm an instructor, vessel examiner, etc. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good. Sounds like you're a busy fella there. Have you been out much this year yet, or just the boating season just kind of getting started? Over.
Yeah, it's just kind of getting started now. Also, by the way, if anyone needs the information, because I'm also an Army MARS member, and the information on Armed Forces Day, the website that has everything in a PDF file, and also how to get the QSL cards, is usarmymars.org, and they have everything there. By the way, what's your name, over?
Roger, let me make sure I got that right. U.S. Army Mars, all one word, .org?
Roger, roger.
U.S. Army Mars, .org. Spell it all together and you'll be up to snuff there. The name here is Dick, Delta India, Charlie Kilo. Over.
All right, very good, Dick. All right, well, thanks for catching up with you. I've been talking to some of these stations because I'm also, like I said, an Army Mars member. We just finished a big exercise for the last week, so we just came off that and went right into Armed Forces Day. So anyway, good talking to you. I have a very close friend who lives in Dallas, Fort Worth, so I have to tell him I talked to you guys. I was out at San Diego a while ago at the Coast Guard station there, which is tremendous. Nice talking to you, Dick, and take care, and we'll hope to catch you again sometime. Over.
Roger, roger. We're here every week. The net starts at noon Eastern time on 14300. Then we come up here to 327 and continue until we get everybody else checked in. So come and join us. There are a bunch of other Coast Guard Auxiliary members that do sign in from time to time. And, in fact, KI-6 Delta Golf Uniform out in San Diego is one of our regular check-ins. He's with the auxiliary there, and he also has a son that's active duty in the Coast Guard right now in Miami, soon to transfer to Cape Cod. So he's on here quite a bit. Look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for stopping by and meeting you, Ron. Kilowatt Echo 2, Uniform Kilo, W5, Coast Guard Club, 7-3s in Semper Paratus.
7-3, Dick. Nice talking to you. All the best. Semper Paratus, out.
U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, still taking check-ins. We'll check them in as long as they're calling.
I go Polo Romeo Quebec Tango, Bobby here in Georgia.
In Georgia. Give me your call again.
Kilo Echo 4, Romeo Quebec Tango, over.
Kilo Echo 4, Romeo Quebec Tango, welcome to the Coast Guard Net. Let me get you in the log here. You got a great big signal. Sounds like it opened up to Georgia. It was pretty weak signals from down there a while ago. Any Coast Guard or other military service there, Bob? Over.
Yeah, we got, we retired in 86, 22 years with the military there, over.
Which branch?
Army.
22 years Army. Well, thank you very much for your service. And appreciate you stopping by today. We're not part of the military crossband thing. We're just a regular Coast Guard Net that happens every Saturday. So big signal, though. Boy, I tell you what, thanks for coming by and letting me know that the band's open. Over.
And I don't think it's a band open. It's probably me and my station here. We've got a beam headed out your way, and it's doing a pretty good job.
Yes, sir, it certainly is. Well, it's your S9 plus a little bit. So congratulations on the great station. Over.
Yeah, roger on that. Okay, we've been a ham good while. So anyway, we know what works and what don't. But anyway, other people have to learn. Have a great day. KE4RQ2. We'll be clear.
All right, 73s, Kilowatt Echo 4, Radio Quebec Tango. Thank you for your Army service. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. And we'll take some additional check-ins, those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserves, and Auxiliary.
Kilo Mike 4, Delta Kilo.
Kilo Mike 4, Delta King Queen. And there was another one in there. We'll come back and get that one in a moment. Go ahead. I got the antenna there, and you're not as strong as the last guy there, but go ahead. KM4DKQ, go ahead.
Okay, Dick, this is KM4DKQ. Boy, I got a rough time.
Yes, it is rough. Everybody's pretty rough today. One or two stations have been strong, but it's been a hard copy all day long, Cliff. I hope you're doing well up there. Any big plans for the Mother's Day weekend? Over. Very good. I did talk to AB4SF, your neighbor over there in Virginia, a little earlier today, and he's headed out to the big show up in Dayton next week. And I don't know. I think he's taken a 18-wheeler up there and plans on loading her up. Over. Roger, roger. We'll say 7-3s, Cliff. 7-3s, Cliff. 7-3s. Semper Paratus. Have a good weekend. KM4DKQ, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, Echo Golf.
Whiskey 4 Echo Golf. We'll try that one. How's that? Okay, well, you were strong at the beginning, lost you in the middle, and came back at the end, and it's been that kind of a day, Ernie. What's going on out there? Over. W4 Echo Golf, let's try it again, Ernie. How you're a very sporadic copy right at the moment. Over. Yeah, W4EG, I've plumb lost you. It's just been that kind of day, Ernie, but you're on the list. Over. Okay, I've lost him completely. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, clear with W4 Echo Golf. Any others checking in, those who serve Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary?
November 1, WBC.
Okay, 4 Yankee Delta, November.
Okay, got about three stations, and I got no call, partial call signs on everybody. Let's spread them out and try again. Over.
Kilowatt 4 Yankee Delta, November.
K4YDN, I have you. Who else?
November 1, India Lima Charlie.
November 1 something Charlie?
November 1, India Lima Charlie.
That middle letter is just not making it. What's India something Charlie?
India Lima Charlie.
ILC, November 1, India Lima Charlie. I've got you. Who was the other one?
WBC Quebec, Mexico X-ray.
WB2QMX. All right. Let's try this one. K4YDN. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I've been reading the mail. I just put up a new beam and trying it out. Name is Mike, and we're located outside of Atlanta, Georgia, a little small community called Auburn, Georgia. And I would appreciate a signal report. We're prior military. We were in the Air Force during the Vietnam mess. But I'd like to say the name's Mike. We're located in Auburn, Georgia. And is it W5 or K5, Charlie Golf Charlie from K4, Yankee Delta, November?
It is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. And, Mike, I tell you what, you may have to go do some more work on that antenna. You're only running S9 plus 10. If you want to get up to plus 20, you're going to go. You're going to have to go up there and tweak it a little bit. Over.
Yeah, well, that's good. Oh, I had a heck of a time getting it up as a hex beam, and I've got two locations, and I've got the other QTH in Florida. I have the hex beam, but it's been there for about 5, 6, 7 years, and I forgot how. They're not. They're just gangly. They only weigh 25 pounds when you put them together, but they got the spreaders and you know, it's a two element wire beam. So when you're doing it by yourself or with one helper, it's not much. I mean, it's still very difficult. But anyway, hex beam about 50 feet, FT5000, and a quadramp doing about 800 watts.
So I'll let you go before you get away. My computer is down. Where is your QTH? Go ahead.
Okay, very good. QTH is Dallas-Fort Worth. We're in the city of Southlake, Texas. Over.
Great. Yeah, I've got my antenna pointed right on you. Anyway, I'll let you get out of here. I'll get out of here and let you go on with the net. But you got a beautiful signal. Very good audio, too, by the way. 73s, take care.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the flowers, and thank you for your service. Kilowatt 4 Yankee Delta November. Nice, solid signal, S9 plus 10. So the hex beam is working really well. November 1, India Lima Charlie. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dick Russell in Marietta, Georgia. Just running the barefoot 100 watts, so I may be a little weak. But you're booming in here, and I just wanted to say hello. Checking again. Over.
Well, right now there seems to be a pipeline to North Georgia. November 1, India Lima Charlie, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You're about to, that area is about the only one that I'm hearing very well at all right now. You're 5 and 5, 5 and 6 with your 100 watts, maybe even more than that, Russ. Good to have you back with us, Coast Guard 69-73 and Quartermaster. So good to have you with us. Over.
Roger, Dick. I'll just let you go find some other North Georgia stations from up here, and you'll have a nice weekend and a nice Mother's Day. We'll talk to you later. 73, N1ILT.
All right, 73, Semper Paratus. Thank you for your Coast Guard service, Russ. N1ILC, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Baker 2, Queen Mexico X-ray. Oh boy, Dan! I got the fact that you're a Coast Guard veteran, and I started getting the information from you, and it took a fade. I'm not sure. Are you? Let me make sure I've got it pointed right. Are you in up in New York State? Over.
New York State, that's right.
Okay, I heard that one. Give me those Coast Guard years again. Okay, I got Coast Guard. Come on, logbook. Every once in a while, it just kind of decides to freeze up on me, which is what it's done right now. Come on. Come on, little logbook. Sometimes computers are wonderful. Other times they can be just, you know, a pain in the you-know-what. Let me try this. WB2QMX. All right, give me you were on the Coast Guard cutter Unimac. And then you told me the years you were in, and it took a fade again. So try again. Over. '67 to '70. How many? Two?
Yes, sir, Roger. '67 to '72.
All right, very good, very good. And good to have you on board. Did you get a Vietnam tour on UNIMAC, over?
No, I did not.
Okay, was just curious. I think they made it over there. Let me, have you been to our website? Have you signed up on our website? Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf, charlie.oscarradiogolf. Over.
This is the first time I've heard you guys, and I heard the stuff up for Robert, so, no, I have not, and I will be checking that out shortly.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got enough, signal up there today. It's been just awful, Dan. I'm glad we're able to piece this together. The website is whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, w5cgc.org. The call sign here, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. There is a link to a form on the left-hand side, a membership application form. There are no dues or fees. We do have 950 or so odd members to the group, and when you sign up, get your background in there, the Coast Guard biographical information, we'll send you a file that'll list all 900-plus members of the group along with their backgrounds, and that's yours to peruse and see if you can find some old shipmates in there. Over.
That's a Roger. I'm really having a tough time hearing you, so I think we're going to
Okay, well, we'll look forward to getting the information, Dan. I understand the conditions are really, really tough today. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, charlie.org. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, charlie.oscarradiogolf. Go there on the internet and you'll find all the information you need. Thank you, sir. Have a great, great weekend. And Semper Paratus, thank you for your Coast Guard service. Let's go over here on this little antenna for a minute. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to find any more Coast Guard veterans out there, those who've served in the Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Burning the cobwebs out of the old vertical. W6 Victor X-Ray Papa, are you still out there, Ted?
Yeah, Dick, I'm here, but boy, you're up and down. I can hear you sometimes real good, and I got a feeling you might even have trouble hearing me.
Well, actually, I hear you better on the vertical than the Yagi. I don't know what that's all about. Let's tie the ribbons on this thing, by golly. And next week, by the way, I'm going to have to get out of here early. I got to go up to Arkansas. My granddaughter's graduating, and so I'll be burning out of here right after the net and driving up there for the festivities. So we probably won't get to stick around long after 1 o'clock Eastern next week. So I'll let Nick know that. Maybe you guys can carry on after I'm gone and send me a list of who showed up late. Think we can do that, over?
Well, you know, that I'm not sure about next weekend.
Me and the wife are supposed to go up to Apple Valley to a friend's house Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But if her husband is not, if he has to work, sometimes he goes out of town and works on the weekend. If he's not there, then I will be here. But I won't know that until Monday or Tuesday. So I'll send you a note.
All right, very good. Well, anything will be, you know, if you can't, that's all right. We'll get the main part of the net in and then take off. So very fine indeed. Why don't you make a net call there? And if we don't round up anybody this time, I don't think W4LGX. W4LGX, are you still on board? Over. Now, we're just killing spiders out there on that old vertical antenna that I don't use very much. Ted, make a net call, and I'll stand by, and then we'll call it a day. Over.
Okie doke, we'll do that. This is W5CGC, the West Coast Bird Zone. looking for any retired Coast Guard, active duty Coast Guard, Coast Guard veterans, or anyone else that'd like to check into the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. Come now, please. Dick, it'd be almost impossible. You're real weak, and boy, my noise level is up to almost S5 now.
I thought I heard somebody with a 5 in the call in there when you called. Is there a 5 station?
Is there a 5 station out there?
Well, by the way, I did log K7DCG in here, Dennis, if he's still listening. It's like we haven't forgotten you, Dennis. We just haven't heard you much today. He's probably gone. All right, Ted. Well, thank you very much for your help today, and we'll look for you next week, or if not, we'll talk to you the week after that. And we'll certainly be in touch with you via the electronic keyboard in between. Appreciate all the help today. W6 Victor X-Ray Papa, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. See you later, my friend. And I'm over here. I'm keeping this insulator nice and clean. Over.
Back in the 60s almost, trying to get some of the OSVs up on Freak Plan Alpha and Bravo. That was even before you. It's really working. Thanks, Dick. Wonderful job. Congratulations on your on the insulator. It's a great picture and everything up on the thing. And also, I'll give you a shot there on Facebook. 73, I'm going to go QRT. This is W6VXP, and we're clear with the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club Saturday. W5CGC, Dick.
All right, Mr. Ted. Thank you, sir. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Last call. Last call. Looking for any final check-ins for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliary, Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard reserve.
Whiskey Bravo 1, Delta Juliet Mike.
Whiskey Bravo 1, Delta Juliet Mike. There's one of those former Coast Guard guys. How you doing?
Doing fine. I was trying to hear you on the beam, and I couldn't hear you, so I switched over to bi-vertical. How about that, over?
There's something about being vertically polarized. The noise level is not as much as it was on the beam either, so... by golly, we were talking to, Gus, NH7J, who is from Massachusetts but lives in Hawaii now. His sister came over with him. They're from Gloucester. They came over yesterday and had a nice eyeball CUSO with me there, Bill. Over.
Hey, excellent. Well, as you know, I spent time over there. In fact, my last duty station was on the Big Island. Volcano, over.
Yeah, well, I imagine they're kind of like a little busy over there these days with all that going on. I haven't heard any more since this morning, but boy, I tell you what, they're not painting a very good picture of what might happen in the next few days. Over.
Roger. I don't like the way that thing is acting. At least we're way the other side of the island, but I think roughly about 50 miles away. That's a big island. But that station is no longer active. It's private housing down there, from what I understand. But, I enjoyed it, over.
Roger. Yeah, well, what we were talking about is Gus came over and they dismantled the 500 kilohertz receive antenna at the receive site of NMO in the last couple of months, and he was able to preserve the feed point insulator for the 500 kilohertz and receive antenna, and he came over yesterday and presented it to me for safekeeping. So we've got it right here in the shack now. Over.
Roger. Well, congratulations on being the caretaker. That's wonderful. I know on the ship I had the 500 kilohertz insulated. We used to have trouble with the boatswain, they painting it, but I saw that one day with a foreign smoke, over.
Oh, that'll do it. Well, I think I remember going up on the yardarm at on board Coast Guard Cutter Lamar one time, NJNR, Reserve Training Ship, and doing something with the insulator. I just remember I wasn't real happy being out there on the yardarm, I'll tell you that. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, on the Casco, they dropped down from the main mast down to the turret and went back up again with a semi-intruded V-type setup, but the big insulator was right off the stern of the ship. And they used a lot of about when the time the feature was going to come on, I grabbed the 4-foot light bulb, and it worked. It's all good.
I love that. I love it. Very good, Bill. Well, good deal. Well, thank you for being there. You have a very great Mother's Day weekend up there. Any big plans? Over.
Negative, negative. After 56 years, you finally give up a little bit. Kids are all grown up and gone, and great kids are just starting to disappear, and great-grandkids are showing up, so I have to travel every place I go now, so I enjoy that part of it.
Roger, roger. We'll be getting together with our grandson, the youngest one, tomorrow afternoon. So, 7-3s to you. Semper Paratus, Whiskey Baker 1, Delta Juliet Mike from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll see you next week, Bill. Take care. All right, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, once again, last call for check-ins. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard reserve, Coast Guard auxiliary, last call. I hear somebody out there. Try again. Not able to get that call sign. Anybody on frequency able to relay that for me? Yeah, WB1DJM, who was it?
By the way, over. Roger, roger. Engineer at Omaha Beach. And where are you located? South Carolina?
Western North Carolina.
You're fading out. You're fading out. I copied Western South Carolina. Is that correct? Roger, roger. Dick Hughes engineer on Okinawa. I don't know what, I don't know if he's CB or Coast Guard, but he is in there very late with me, and I just about copy him, over.
Okay, very good. I appreciate the relay. Kilo, Kilo 4, India Papa has checked in with us before. Victor, Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks for the relay there, Bill. Appreciate it very much. I still don't hear him, so if you're hearing me over there, Victor, you're in the log today. Kilo, Kilo 4, India Papa. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3s to you, and thanks for the relay. One more final call, last call for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I'm looking for those Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard reserve, Coast Guard auxiliary.
Alpha 5, Romeo, Romeo, mobile.
Whiskey something, Romeo, Romeo?
Whiskey Alpha 5, Romeo, Romeo.
Whiskey Alpha 5, Romeo, Romeo?
Roger, roger. Finally got you there. Name is Corey, 22 years, Army veteran, retired. We're hoping to...
All right, are you in Burke Bennett now?
We are in New York State right now, here in the Navy, headed to New Hampshire, but we'll be getting to
Okay, I understand you're mobile and you're up in the Northeast. I think you said headed in New York, headed up to New Hampshire. And I heard you say you're retired 22 years, but I didn't catch the branch of service. Was it Coast Guard or Army? Over.
Army,
all right, very good. Well, I've got you down. Amazed today under the conditions we are able to make the trip. Whiskey Alpha 5, Romeo, Romeo. Have a good, safe trip the rest of the way up there. And when will you be back home in Texas? Over.
We're coming back late Tuesday.
It's that time of year, that's for sure. All right, sir. Well, thank you, Corey. Whiskey Alpha 5, Radio Radio, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s, and thank you for your service from W5 Coast Guard Club. And this has been the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. On the air each week at noon Eastern Time on 14300, at 1 Eastern Time on 14327, until we get everybody checked in. This time it's taken about an hour, so oftentimes it doesn't take that long. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now clear and going QRT. 73s, everybody.